Welcome to Lighthouse on Youth Express, recorded live at Homewood Brushton YMCA in Pittsburgh. My name is Zuriel Wallace, 19 years old, and I am in the Lighthouse program. Joining me today is...
Hello, my name is Destiny McAllister. I'm also 19, and I'm also part of the Lighthouse program. Today, we will be joined by community members, Mr. Josiah Gilliam and Mr. Walter Lewis. They are both a part of the Homewood Children's Village.
Each of these men is involved in the My Brother's Keeper initiative. For those that don't know, My Brother's Keeper was launched by President Obama to address the persistent opportunity gaps faced by young boys and men of color and ensure that young people reach their full potential.
The goal was to connect cities and towns with businesses and foundations who are taking important steps to connect young people to mentoring, support groups, and skills they need to find jobs, to go to college, and work their way into the middle class.
We now welcome Josiah Gilliam and Mr. Walter Lewis.
Thank you very much for having us. We're happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I have a question to start off with. This is for Mr. Walter Lewis. How did you start in MBK?
My initial involvement through MBK came through my relationship with Latrenda Leonard, who at the time was the special assistant to the mayor. And so she was working directly on this initiative and really making it meaningful in Pittsburgh. We actually brought a few students to several events that she had been hosting. And I think it really was seeing the level of engagement, the seriousness of our students, which is what actually got her interested in working with me. So it really wasn't anything special about me. It was really more so, you know, young people like yourself really got her excited about working with the Children's Village. And really everything sort of took off from there.
So what steps do you two, like as individuals, take to help the youth just to get to that step where they feel as though they are successful?
Sure. I'll take a first stab at it. Commissioner Lewis has way more day-to-day contact and, you know, he's over different programs. My job hasn't brought me into contact with youth as consistently. But what I try to do when I have a chance to manage a project or have input is to involve the youth at every step. For me, I don't want any experience of mine to be something where I'm coming in and saying, this is what we're going to do, and that's just a plan. So over the summer, I worked on something called the Strike Team, which took kind of like an asset mapping project idea. We took a survey from Wilkinsburg that they had done for their community, and I brought it to the students and said, look, we're going to try to do the same thing for the businesses in Homewood, and then for the nonprofits in Homewood as well, to see like what's in the community, who's doing what. But I want you all to let me know what you think about this idea. We're going to make a new survey together. We're going to work on, you know, professionalism, public speaking skills, et cetera. And then we're going to go out. I'm going to go with you. You guys are going to do interviews and surveys if you think that's a good idea. And we worked on it collaboratively from the very beginning. So that's the philosophy I try to take. And I take that from what I see demonstrated by Mr. Lewis and the other people at the Village.
I would say for me, it really is just about being there. I think there's a lot of great resources in our community, a lot of folks that care a lot about kids and have some great opportunities. But I think oftentimes the thing that's missing is that consistent voice, person, entity, space, place that kids can go through or go to in spite of whatever happens, right? It's a big commitment to make because you have some people that kind of depend on you and kind of count on you to be there. But I think that's what I try to do and what I try to situate our programs at the Village to do so that it's not so much about the thing and it's more so about the kid, right? So we're trying to put, you know, students at the center and say, how do we help you as an individual? And again, I think in my personal life, that's what I try to do as well. I try to be very proactive about it. A lot of times we don't take the opportunity before we see folks engage in negative behavior to engage them when they're just walking or they're just chilling. And so sowing those seeds and really trying to engage with young people early on so that you have opportunities to really invest in them later.
Can you tell me more about My Brother's Keeper?
Sure. And you mind if I add on to that question?
Yes.
So Mr. Lewis, you know, you've been involved since the earliest stages. What are you, you know, most excited about as it relates to My Brother's Keeper? And maybe just describe from your sense, you know, how the journey has gone.
I think I'm excited to watch it evolve from, you know, from some folks sitting around a table having some conversations to a playbook being crafted and us kind of saying, okay, this is good, but this isn't the end, to seeing the mayor and the county executive in agreement with continuing the process beyond just crafting this playbook all the way to now, where as the Village being able to be involved in managing the process, and it's still, I think, a true community effort. It's not any one agency taking and running the whole thing. It's groups of men and women from different organizations all around the city represented on the committee. And I'm excited about where it has the potential to go because it has retained that true sense of community. I think the next step for me really is how do we get everyday people to feel more connected and engaged? Because there's a lot of folks that are connected to NBK. They just don't know that they are.
That concludes the episode of Lighthouse's Youth Express, recorded live from the Homewood Brushton YMCA. Special thanks to Mr. Walter and Mr. Gilliam. So yeah, we welcome you, your feedback, and your input. We'll be signing out now. So my name is Destiny McAllister.
My name is Zoria Wallace.
Youth Express, Lighthouse.
Signing out.